I think the problem hasn't been with literature, it's been with literary critics. And quite frankly, literary criticism is basically in the process of destroying itself.
Hi, I'm Michael Moynihan with Reason TV, and today we're with Paul Cantor, a professor of English at the University of Virginia, an adjunct scholar at the Ludwig von Mises Institute, and author most recently of Literature and the Economics of Liberty. What are you hoping to bring to sort of literary studies with this volume?
Well, this is an attempt to show that people who believe in free markets and capitalism can have something to say about literature. Almost all the criticism that deals with economic aspects of literature is broadly left-wing, very frequently Marxist or neo-Marxist, and we just wanted to show that you can believe in capitalism, believe in the power of markets, and still show something interesting about literature.
Are there pieces in this book that speak to today's financial crisis?
Well, I'm afraid there are. I wrote one piece on Thomas Mann's story, Disorder and Early Sorrow, which is set in Germany at the time of the hyperinflation. And it's really a remarkable, brilliant analysis of the psychological and cultural effects of inflation, how it distorts markets, how it distorts people's lives, how it gives the young an advantage over the old, the poor old living on pensions, fixed incomes, young people able to adjust to the new volatility in markets. And I hate to say it, but for the first time in my lifetime, there's some chance we may experience high inflation or hyperinflation in this country, so that essay may be relevant.
Previously, I mean, obviously you know the scholarship in these areas. Previously, had anyone sort of pointed out that there are kind of libertarian or free market or pro-liberty type themes in these books?
Virtually no one. Fred Turner is one of the few people that's ever written a pro-capitalist work of literary criticism on Shakespeare. And there's a guy named Russell Berman who recently came out with a book called Fiction Sets You Free. But otherwise, we're in an open market here.
Why are professors in your field so predominantly of the left?
Well, I'll go back to what both Friedrich Hayek and Ludwig von Mises have written, particularly Mises' book, The Anti-Capitalistic Mentality. Professors are smart. They often are very talented, and they look around the world and they see that they're not as financially rewarded by the market as people they think are their intellectual inferiors. And that's one of the real sources of the anti-capitalist bias of a lot of professors. But we have a couple of essays on that subject. Steve Cox's essay on Conrad's The Secret Agent is all about a disaffected intelligentsia just seething with envy and resentment, and that's why they're utopian and want to see the overthrow of the current order. And I have an essay on H.G. Wells on his book, The Invisible Man, which, by the way, I show is his version of Adam Smith's Invisible Hand, and it's an anti-capitalist screed as a result. But I show there that Wells, as an author, was used to central planning. He was used to planning out all his books perfectly ahead of time, moving his characters around like pieces on a chessboard, and he came to believe that's the way society should be run.
Where do you see students these days? Obviously, you're interacting with them
in my classes.
Where do you see them going politically? Is it left, right, libertarian? Is it something a unique time for us?
I don't think it's a massive shift. I think libertarianism has become much more popular. I've noticed that students pick up my work online and are interested that there's some professor at their university who's interested in libertarianism. I think the left is somewhat paralyzed and has no real viable agenda, and that's weakening its hold on students. And to some extent, we're seeing some reaction against political correctness. Students don't like that, and so they're gravitating in the other direction. Again, I don't think this is something massive, but I've never seen more students interested in libertarianism. Quite frankly, a lot were energized by Ron Paul's campaign and were quite struck that I knew him and wanted to hear more about that. So there are some signs for hope in that regard.
I mean, it's a curious thing though, isn't it? Because, I mean, so many people had predicted as the economy economy was, the wheels were coming off of it, that this would be a great moment for the anti-capitalist cause. People like Naomi Klein saying, you know, we must seize this opportunity. Why do you think that Ron Paul had such this sort of enormous groundswell of support among students, especially, which is very surprising, in a time when you would expect them to say, hey, the market's failed us?
It's very helpful to have the truth on your side, and I do think organizations like Reason, the von Mises Institute, have really gotten the message out there, and we're seeing the benefits of the age of the internet, that students are bypassing the mainstream media, the mainstream academics, and they are reaching this message that free markets work, and it's not that hard to show that these problems are the result of government intervention and not of the ordinary workings of the market.
Yeah. What would you say is the sort of best argument for studying literature in the 21st century?
Well, I do think literature still has a lot to tell us about human beings and their interaction. I think the problem hasn't been with literature, it's been with literary critics. And quite frankly, literary criticism is basically in the process of destroying itself, if for no other reason than it's taken a stand against books. This is a good example with Marxist criticism. You're constantly showing the false consciousness of authors. If they support capitalism, it's because they're the paid lackeys of the capitalist class. One thing we do in our book is we look at authors as genuine thinkers, and we take their thinking seriously. I think if there were more of that, students could come to respect authors more.
Paul, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me here.
For Reason TV, I'm Michael Moynihan. Perfect.